Hello, this is Hilda again. How are you? Good morning. How was yesterday? I hope your today is wonderful. As usual, Hilda is your agony aunt. She is a storyteller and a relationship enthusiast. What I do mostly, if this is your first time of tuning into my podcast, I talk a lot about relationships. And in my own definition of relationship, I've expanded it to include dating and marriage because, you know, marriage is a legal relationship. So you may hear me, you know, interpose. I could say marriage or relationships. Sometimes, you know, I could be a bit more detailed and say I'm talking to particularly people dating or people married. So just to get that off the air. Today's topic was actually requested by one of my listeners, another man. I'm not sure, maybe I have more male listeners than I do female, but whatever the case may be, today's topic is how soon should you talk about lovers in your past relationships? How soon is soon enough in your relationship? I think this concerns mostly people dating. For a couple to have gotten to the stage of getting married to each other, I'm sure they would have, you know, been there, done that, got the t-shirt and the face cap probably. So, how, when, and to what level should you talk about your past relationships? For me, I will say that it depends on the girl and the guy, the man or the woman. Many a time, you know, Hilda always talks about our culture, how our culture dictates what we do, even how we, how men and women relate. A lot of men in our society, it's a thing of pride to have been, for a man to have been with many women, he's seen as a stud, you know. In Yoruba, he's called Okurimeta, which literally means one man, three men in one, you know. He's a strong man. He's someone that is looked up to. Even his parents would crack a joke about it, how girls are always all over their son, you know, and so on and so forth. But for the women, like I said in my last podcast, that's the one before this one, women are usually not encouraged to be, you know, to exhibit that kind of behavior. Let me put it that way. So what you'll find is the men telling you about, oh, I dated Miss Nigeria 3 years ago. I dated Miss India 2 months ago. I did this, I did that. We went here, we went there. And the woman will just simply laugh. You know, she'll just laugh about these things. And in most cases, women don't take these things to heart. It's just something the guy does to amuse his lady. But when it comes to a woman telling her man about people she has dated or been with, many a time it doesn't go very well. The men pretend, pretend be a nice word to use. The men don't really want to hear about past relationships, even though they'd meet the girl not a virgin. They just want to behave as if they're the first, apart from whoever did the job, whoever, this virgin, the girl, they would want to pretend that they're the only man that has been there or will ever be there. So a whole lot of women cannot tell whoever they're dating with, can't tell them exactly who, how many, you know. I don't think it would be a good idea to tell your guy how many men you've been with. And I'm talking about the women that have been with a lot of men. You know, and I think even, I'm sure at a point, the woman would have even stopped counting. I mean, what's the point of counting? That's a topic for another day anyway. So most men would not react very well. And you don't know who knows somebody that knows him, you know, that kind of thing. So you have to be careful. I know it's good to be very open and truthful and honest in your relationships. But if you keep being open and truthful and honest, particularly about this topic, telling him everybody you have dated, I am not sure you will date anybody for long. Now, I'm not saying that a lot of women have had a lot of men. It could even be two or three. But it could be those two or three or that one person who your man knows about that might just rock your boat. So you can, what my advice would be, you can tell him, you can try and find, dig deeper, see the kind of person he is, see how he reacts to issues. And then you can test him a little bit by talking about some other couple who have this, you know, what you plan to do, i.e. to tell and see his reaction. If he does not react well to the gist, the supposition that, or the gist that some girl told her boyfriend, gave her boyfriend a list of all the people she's been with, doesn't have to be a list, could be three or four, and he just went crazy. If he reacts the same way, if he's on the guy's side, then you know you have to edit, take out some people from your list, or just tell him on a need-to-know basis, okay? Guys, really, they really don't want to know, but if it just gets to that level, if you're close to that level, you can tell him one or two. But bear in mind that if you have had a very colored past, it might be a bit embarrassing, especially if the colored activity in quotes has been in one particular location. Maybe if you go to a restaurant with your guy and somebody just comes from somewhere and hugs you from behind or kisses you in a way that shows that you were more than just friends. And if this continues, I don't think any man would really like that kind of a thing. So, I know there's some guys who are different from the most of our Nigerian men who would say, well, I didn't meet her as a virgin. She is so and so years old. So, averagely, she should have had at least maybe three or four or five or six guys. So, and if we ran into them, it wasn't her doing. So, big deal. Yeah, there are some guys who really don't care, but they're not many. So if your guy is one of the majority, I would advise that you use wisdom in giving this information. And the second thing I would advise is look at the timing. If you just started dating this guy and you've not known each other so well, I don't think you should rush into the gist of who I dated last, or you should just take it easy. Dating is like a friendship. I mean, even when it's a male to male on male friendship or a female on female friendship, you don't rush within the first few days and say every single thing about yourself. You don't reveal all. You do so by a period of time. And you know, friendship is giving and receiving. If you feel that if your friend has given you a little bit about himself or herself, you know, you also respond in likewise manner, and you just basically keep unfolding each other. It's no different, you know, in dating. So take your time to know this man, and even if he gives you the impression that it doesn't matter, be wise when you're giving the information. You may say, yes, of course, obviously, you didn't meet me as a virgin, so I dated, you know, a few people before we met. But if you know that maybe one of the guys you've been with is in close proximity to your guy, whether they work in the same office or they live very close to each other, it will be better for you to just speak up without giving too many details. Because I think it's quite embarrassing for him to keep running into that your ex, knowing that he's your ex. So if you tell him and he's a good guy, he'll just discount the guy every time he sees him and just, you know, shoo it away or wave it away. So please be wise. And while you're taking your drinks and telling each other war stories, please keep your thinking cap on and keep your mouth shut. Have a wonderful day. If you have a comment to make, you can do so. If you download Anchor, there's a spot at the bottom left-hand corner where you can comment on Hilda's Shoulder. You can send me an email. If you have a particular topic you want me to discuss, you can write me at hildasshoulderforyou@gmail.com. The 4 is number 4 and then the U is letter U. Hilda's Shoulder is also on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. So, till I chat with you again, it's bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.